Welcome to Wrestling with Heart, a podcast looking at pro wrestlers giving back to their community. Join me, Stanley Carr, as I interview wrestling's hottest names who use their platforms as entertainers to raise awareness and do community service.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Wrestling with Heart. This is the show where we talk with professional wrestlers and professional wrestling personalities about their lives in and outside of the ring, as well as doing acts of charity work, community service, volunteering, and spreading positivity. We're all about the positive vibes here on the show, and I've got a very special guest with me today. He has wrestled for numerous companies, and he's got a great story he's going to share with us. The one and only Cougar J, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Stanley. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to kind of be back out in the light, and people will see I'm still alive, still going.
Yeah.
Kicking it.
Yes, it's my pleasure. And so tell me about your upbringing in childhood. Where are you from?
Well, I was from Mooresville, North Carolina, and grew up in an old textile family. They had textile mills and a lot of little mill houses. And I grew up in a textile family. We grew up, you know, not having much, but we at least I had my mother. She was very, very dear to me, and basically, a lot of motherly guidance has helped me through my whole entertainment, you know, career. It spans 46 years. Wrestling is a part of it. But my mother, she just, you know, pursue your dreams and do what you want to do. You got one go round. And so I listened to my mother, and she kind of like guided me. And it's been an incredible 46 year span, you know. Had some, you know, some bad times, but had a lot of good times as well, you know.
Yeah. That's what life is about, you know, experiencing the ups and downs. And so wrestling was a big thing in the Carolinas. It was a very strong territory for wrestling.
Oh, the ONWA, Jim Crockett, oh, they had it going on. And that span from 1986 to like 1992 or three, it's just, you'll never experience wrestling from that point on that's ever going to match the hype that wrestling had. It was a phenomenal time to be there, even though I didn't make it to the top, but I made it there.
You're on television.
You know, just to be part of that era. You know, it's like an honor because it'll never be repeated ever again. I mean, the angles and the way Dusty would come up with things, and it was just an incredible era. Incredible. It
definitely was. When you were a kid, was wrestling something you watched a lot of?
I watched my grandfather would watch wrestling, and if you would say anything during a wrestling show, you're getting smacked on the head. And my Uncle Jerry would stab you in the back if you tried to tell him wrestling was fake. I mean, that's just how serious.
Yeah.
And I grew up, you know, Rip Hawk, Sweet Hansen, and then I just idolized Ric Flair. You know, I always idolized Ric Flair. And being in the ring with him was probably one of my most ultimate highs I've ever had in, you know, the wrestling industry.
What was it about Ric Flair that really was appealing
to you? I don't know, his persona. I mean, the nature boy. I mean, at that time I was a young kid, green in the business, and to see this elite, I mean, top of his game, multi-million dollar ticket. I mean, no one could touch the charisma, the science behind his wrestling, his technique, is unmatched. No one will ever surpass Ric Flair with the science behind it and the way to work a crowd. And I just, in my very first match, I was starstruck. We're in Columbia, South Carolina, and I go in and see on the board, Ric Flair versus Cougar J. I'm like, oh my God, Ric Flair. And so I go back and talk to him, and he just blows me off. So I knew it should be a squash job, you know. But that music started I'm standing in my corner watching the Nature Boy Ric Flair come walking down that aisle. That big pink robe he had on, that boa. I mean, Matt Sydal was taking, as his manager, taking him to the ring, and I was just, and he got in the ring and done all this, and I'm still sitting there going, damn, that's Ric Flair. The bell rings. I'm going, that's Ric Flair. I don't know what to do. I'm so starstruck. And he knew it. And when he backed me into the corner, he slapped me upside the face and went, woo. And that brought me back. You know, that kind of brought me back down. But I was starstruck, you know, being in the ring my very first time. Because, you know, a young ring wrestler, you just don't step in the ring. You got to be trusted in the business somewhere. You know, here's a multi-million-dollar ticket, putting a green wrestler in there, it could possibly hurt the Nature Boy. So it was like an honor, you know, that I step in. Although he didn't let me have anything, I tried several shots. He goes, not your time, kid. No, but that bump, I went out the ring. I mean, I flew almost into the audience. You know, that man, after we got back, he goes, you're not too bad, kid. You know, he stuck, I had a shirt that buttoned up. He stuck $100 bill
wow.
in my pocket of my shirt. He goes, thanks for taking that bump when I flew out there. Cause I sailed. And then as I progressed, you know, I had a couple more matches with him and I'd get things, I get to do stuff. And he trusted me. Cause he knew when we hook up, you know, if somebody can work, mm-hmm. you know, if they stiff, snug, or hook up correctly, you know what you're in store for. Some stiff, you know, but Flair, them chops really hurt.
I bet.
But everything else Flair does was just like almost like a night off. I mean, until it come to the chops, you're gonna feel that he lays those in. Yeah, after three, I couldn't take another one. I had a bruise. I showed my wife. I towed it around. Ric Flair's handprint bruised into my chest. The Nature Boy. I was so proud to have that handprint bruised. That's how hard that man chopped. But,
yeah.
You know, class. You know, he always was just the Nature Boy. Just the Nature Boy.
Just the Nature Boy.
God has blessed me many times over. And as a matter of fact, Stanley, on December 28th, of 2020, I was given 3 months to live. I diagnosed with metastatic non-small cell carcinoma, 7 tumors in my body. And at the time, I was a 207-pound man. And by March of 2021, I was down 127 pounds. The cancer was eating me alive. And they said I had no chance. But I try to tell people now, everybody's understanding almost 4 years later. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, I grew up in a textile family. We did not go to church. We did not read Bibles. There's not a Bible in the house. That's just the way it was in our household. And it was March 28, 2020. Like I said, Stanley, I've been blessed. You know, I've got a wife of 41 years. I had a lot, you know, good money in the bank, a nice home on the lake, 3 children, 6 grandchildren. You know, I had everything that you could possibly want. But I had, you know, all right, every wrestler has been through it. Anyone you've interviewed, we all go through our demons. You know, the injury we took to our bodies, the things that we've done, and what we had to take and do, be able to step in that ring, you know, it haunts a lot of us to the day. And so I had my problem, my demon. But I did have a little lead in if it had not been for March 28th of 2020, when I heard a voice telling me, if I continue my ways, I'm going to die. Or if you change your ways, I give you 20 more years of life. I'm like, who is this? Yeah, what's going on here? And it took some time to realize, but I did come out. I quit everything. I stopped smoking cigarettes, stopped doing the the drugs and got off the bottle and started working out. That's how I got up to 207 pounds. I gained 30 pounds. It was, God gave me an ultimatum at that time. But I'm now totally cancer free. I'm totally bag free. I had to wear a colostomy bag for 2 years and 10 months. I'm now chemo free. I'm still on immunotherapy, but that's going to be up maybe by the end of this year. Immunotherapy will be gone because they say I've surpassed the odds. I went way beyond it. So God took care of me. And that's my story today is this. That's why, I just tell people how I feel, that Jesus saved and healed me, or I would not be here today. You don't get terminal stage 4 cancer, same tumor, doctor giving you 3 months to live. Those are not good odds, But everything's great now, Stanley. My life, hopefully I can use Cougar J to help, with my new mission in life. I've been given a second chance. There's so many cancer patients that I talk to now, and I help. And ostomates who have to wear a bag. We go through, people, mine's gone. They took mine off October 4th. So I'm cancer-free, bag-free, chemo-free now. But it's a nightmare wearing those bags. So I get the opportunity, to work, to use all these things, little crafts, skills I've picked up through my life to be able to help somebody now who is going through what I went through 3 years ago, scared to death, you're going to die. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm lucky that I get, I do. I am an ordained minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ today. I accept the Lord Jesus Christ July 17, 2020, and formed a little ministry. We're 2 years old. Jesus World Ministry Incorporated. You can go to JesusWorldMinistry.com and there's videos under Pastor Dion videos. They can see the cancer journey, like the stuff that you guys got a chance to see. The testimonies of their things that we've done. It's just a little small little ministry just to help people.
Well, Cougar J, I just want to say thank you very much for coming on the show. It means a lot to me and to the listeners and viewers that are watching this on YouTube. Where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, and also just JesusWorldMinistry.com, and just, hit the Pastor Dion videos. And that's, there's like 8 little videos of what we've done as a ministry in just, 2 years. And it amazes me. And that's why I've got Cougar J cards and Cougar J t-shirts, because I'm going to come up with a little, hopefully, if people are like an autograph card, make a donation in the ministry. If you like a Cougar J t-shirt, just make a donate where all the proceeds go to the little ministry to help us reach the world. But that's just my goal, Stanley. Yeah. This, when I think about it, this is my last go round. I'm almost 64 years old. I'm not young like you. Yeah. this is my last hoorah. Yeah. So I got to make this one count. So Cougar J is going to be a part of this next venture.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the faces of Pastor Dion. That's who I am today. Friend me on Facebook, Dion Moore. And you see what I look like. And that way they can keep up with me.
All right.
And thank you for having me, brother.
Yeah,
thank
course.
You.
Of course. You're more than welcome to come back.
Oh, thank you. This first, I've done Nikita's podcast, but it was all audio.
Yeah.
We didn't have the video like this. So this is my first pony ride with the podcast with the camera.
Yeah, definitely turned out really well. So we'll definitely have you back on the show.
All right. Thank you, Stanley. Guys. All right. Everybody.
All right.
Cougar J's alive.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day.
This is Wrestling with Heart. I hope you found this podcast to be informative and entertaining. If you did, please hit the subscribe button and look out for the next edition.